morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Reverend Leah Jackson, and it is my privilege and pleasure to lead you this morning. As I read today's devotion in Sarah Young's Jesus Calling, I couldn't help but wonder, why is it that we as believers, as Christians, as followers of the way, must continuously be reminded to depend on and trust in God? What is it about humans that we can't remember the faithfulness of God? How is it that our memories are so short? God continues to show God's self to be faithful, dependable, reliable, and consistent. But we need sermons, devotionals, and scriptures to constantly remind us of these truths. We always need to be reminded that she who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, that we should trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. I can hear God. Is it me? No, God, it is us. Maybe it's not so much that we forget to remember as much as we tend to be overconfident in our own abilities. In this world, we are conditioned to live and exist from a place of self-sufficiency and self-reliance, so much so that we don't really need God. That is until we really need God. That is when "I got this" becomes not so much. When "I can handle everything" turns into "except for this." When the bottom falls out, when people start peopling and life starts lifing, that's when we really come to that Savior who is well sufficient, who is well able and willing to be everything we need and more. Haven't we bumped our heads enough, y'all? I have. My sisters and brothers, let's stop acting like toddlers who only want their parents' help when they've exhausted every option, are frustrated, and are worn out from striving, pressing, and wrestling with the things that their parents have been standing there waiting to do for them, waiting to assist them with, burdens they've been asking to carry. Let us grow up in God and begin to willingly, gladly, and joyfully depend on the one who is able to keep us from falling. Seeking God at the beginning of a thing helps us to walk in peace and to enjoy all the days that God has ordained for us. God's work in our life doesn't always have to be a rescue mission. We can often avoid the crisis by seeking God first and trusting God to handle everything. Let us pray. God, we come to you this morning with an oops in our spirit, recognizing that we've been a little too much in the world and of the world. We have picked up its norm of self-sufficiency. It has been said that I can do bad all by myself. Well, God, we recognize today that we in fact have, that we have tried to get to places, achieve things, and become on our own. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for leaning on our own understanding and not resting in your everlasting, ever-loving, capable arms. God, we know that we need you to lead us and guide us, to handle the things concerning us. So we ask you to remove us from the throne of our lives and that you take your rightful place as not just Savior, but as Lord. We invite you to have your way, to lead and guide, to direct and control, to decide what is best for us. We declare that we trust you, God. We trust you to keep us safe and well. We trust you to keep us healthy and whole. We trust you to supply our needs and our wants. We trust you to keep us from falling. We trust you with our families, our careers, our relationships, our dreams, and our hopes. We trust you with our present and our future. So God, we go into this day differently than we did yesterday. We go into today resting in your arms, resting in your sufficiency, resting in your plans, resting in your will. We trust you to take care of this church, our pastor, our leaders, our congregation, our community, our people. We trust you to use us to bring justice and healing to this nation and world. So God, have your way in this day. We pray this in the name that is above every name, and that name is Jesus. Let all God's children say amen. My sisters and brothers, thank you for joining us for prayer today. We invite you to come back same time, same place next week. Meet us at Ray of Hope in person or online for worship Sunday at 10 a.m. We'll be happy to welcome you. God bless you. God loves you. And so do we.